Item number 11, from Supervisor Dmitrievich, presenting a proposed budget amendment regarding an employee wellness program. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. And I do have a corrected copy of that amendment for you.
We are falling into bad habits again.
We're
falling into bad habits.
Okay.
I was here when this became routine, and it was brutal. And we got to stop it. And we are the ones that are held accountable for our votes. I don't care. You know, the attorneys can get up and say everything is fine, but you know what? We're the ones voting on it.
Rick, did everybody have the most current version from yesterday?
Oh. I just this week.
Oh, just now? I thought it should have had it earlier.
It was put on legislation.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Okay. Supervisor Dmitrievich, thank you. We thought we'd test get you started on the wellness program by having you sprint down here and calling you early.
All right, thank you. May I begin, Mr. Chairman? Okay. Well, I just wanted to begin by thanking Chairman Sanfilippo for inviting me to speak on this matter because, for Supervisor Schmidt, it'll be his third time. But it's a budget amendment, and I think at this time of year, sometimes we are doing policy measures in the budget, and I found it appropriate to be at the policy committee. But I'll make it kind of quick because I know you have other business ahead of you. But as you can see, this is a three and a half point wellness plan. And what prompted me to do this is that right now the 2012 budget does not include any wellness plan whatsoever. It includes funding to move forward on studying and maybe a contract, but there's not this type of comprehensive wellness plan. And like I said, I think if my amendment didn't go through, we unfortunately wouldn't have anything in 2012, when I think we can all agree that this is the time when we really need something. And this committee is currently dealing with employee health care in every aspect. And, you know, this model that I'm using here, it's nothing new. In fact, it's been used in the private sector and the public sector, and it's modeled after the city of Milwaukee. And why I chose that was the fact that this plan was actually negotiated similarly with the employees when you could negotiate in the city of Milwaukee, and therefore I didn't feel like it was too much to ask for. Like any plan in the public and private sector, there has to be credits and surcharges. And I should let you know that the previous wellness effort that we had, which was filling out a health risk assessment and then going getting a biometric screening, a blood check, was only 2 points, and you got a $100 credit. And most people have said that plan wasn't very successful. We only had a 30% participation rate. And, you know, the money that we kind of gave as the incentive, I don't know that it really went far enough. The true goal of a wellness program is to have the highest participation possible. And another thing that attracted me about the city of Milwaukee's plan is that they currently have 90% participation. And I would really hope that if we could do that here in Milwaukee County, imagine some of the rising trends that we could possibly turn around. And so what we have here is laid out, as I said, the 3 points. It would be one more thing than we asked originally in last year's. You'd fill out a health risk assessment, you'd get your biometric screening, and then a third and probably most important, which has proven successful in other models, would be a one-time face-to-face meeting with a wellness coach. And then after that, there would be a few follow-up phone calls, just telephonic. You wouldn't need to do anything else in person. There'd be a friendly reminder kind of saying, hey, you know, you had high blood cholesterol. Have you gotten your blood checked? Are you watching your diet? Kind of friendly reminders. And I think for that, for participating with a July 1 start date, by the way, a family plan, a family premium would receive a $50 credit and a single $25. And then we have a surcharge the other way around, 50 and 25 for non-participation. And then also built in is a tobacco surcharge, a tobacco user, which is very customary in many of these plans. So that's just kind of an overall presentation. One last thing that I think is important is the incentive for well checks. I do believe that the way that the county executive's budget was proposed to us on office copays, if you were trying to proactively manage your health, let's just say go see a nutritionist or maybe someone regarding weight loss, any of those, even smoking cessation, you would have to pay the $40 copay, which I think would be a major deterrent in wanting to go see, you know, your doctor about ways to improve your health, especially when we're talking about wellness. So this plan here, like others, would kind of bring about 3, 4, maybe 5 more categories of office visits. If they are considered well checks, they'd be considered just like preventative health care, and then that office copay would be waived. So again, this is built on, some have said, oh, it seems too punitive, but if you really look at it, it's actually built on a lot of credits. I mean, just to add it up for you, and there should be, I hope if you don't have it, I can supply it in an accompanying chart. This was more for the Finance Committee, but the last thing I'd like to leave you with is if a family chooses to participate, and to participate, you'd have both spouses or partners would have to participate, and to participate, the compliance would be those things I listed from doing the health risk assessment, the biometric, and then the follow-up coaching. You would get, for those last 6 months of the year, it would end up being a $300 credit or $300 less that you'd be paying in your premium. So I think the exchange is quite an incentive for employees to start actively managing their health. And, you know, we're looking at all these different ways from sick leave and things at this committee, but these are proven models, and the private sector has totally outpaced us on successful models, and I just wish that we would take a page out of their success stories. We've got to really start thinking outside of the box in Milwaukee County, and I think this would be really the right thing for us to do right now. So this is an informational item, Mr. Chairman. I just really wanted the invitation to present this idea to you because it will be before you in the budget as well. Yesterday, just as a update, the Finance and Audit Committee voted 3-3, so due to the fact that there's not a full committee of 7 people, it failed. But of course, it will be forwarded to the full county board during the budget, and I hope that from now until then, if you have questions, I'd like to talk to you about them or anything today. I'm here too.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that Supervisor Dmitrievich should be commended for taking the initiative on this. I think it's very important issue, and it's one that, as noted, I think has not been emphasized enough, has not been focused on enough as a means to lower our overall health insurance costs. The experience that many have had, again, as noted with the previous program, was one of frustration it not being a sufficient motivator for people to become involved, as indicated by the low participation level. So I am interested in this, but critically important is not just the credit and surcharge, but, you know, what are the details of the vendor that is selected? And I think we need to absolutely focus on finding someone who has experience in the public sector in maximizing participation of members, and a vendor that makes this process as user friendly as possible, and that it be effective. We I think are all interested in seeing that takes place, but that's where the focus ought to be on, you know, the details of that contract, and making sure that however it is translated is communicated well to employees, and that it be again something that the participation levels are as high as possible. So I'm encouraged by this, but going forward, I think we'll all want to pay attention to, if this does come to fruition, to the RFP details. My quick question on the workings of the surcharge in the case of a family, and I think this may have come up in finance. I was in the room when this was discussed. In the case of a family with adult children, now we have, in some cases, children up to, 26, 27 years old who can be included in their family's plan. What is the requirement that adult children need to participate in the face-to-face meeting or other thing in order for them to qualify for the family credit?
Mr. Chairman, that was a question that came up, and I did deal with our Employee Benefits Division. The way that we're looking at other models, it's just a no children at all would be involved. So because it does become very challenging, even though they're an adult child, it would just be for the two spouses or partners. It wouldn't be for the children. We also had a question about retirees because of the fact that we don't control their premiums. They would definitely be invited to participate. But as we kind of mentioned in committee yesterday, you know, remember wellness is for prevention. We're trying to prevent things from happening. So, you know, it depends where people are at in their lives. But at this point, the way we're looking at it, no children would be involved, not even adult children. It would just be... And these are things, Mr. Chairman, that I think can be built on. I mean, I've had a lot of really interesting questions. I kind of see this in 2012 as almost a pilot program because it only would be a half year. So it would give us the whole 6 months to, as you can see here, issue the RFP, a very competitive RFP, and get a really robust program, do the marketing, do what we need to get employees involved. And I think that, you know, after that first half year, we could definitely tweak the contract. And the last thing is about the companies who would probably reply, you'd be so surprised, the technology. I mean, you could get a text message, an email, you know, hey, Marina, have you had your 8 glasses of water today? I mean, you could just go and go and go with it. So hopefully that answers it, at least on the children, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, thank you. It does. The other thing I would, I guess, add is that I would not want to prejudge too much at this point what should be included in the program.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a lot that we can learn from the private sector experience, particularly in our area with leading companies such as Quad Graphics and Serigraph and others who've incorporated mm-hmm. highly successful programs, including, in some cases, you know, on-site medical professionals who mm-hmm. can... be accessible at a much lower cost to employees on routine medical issues. So I would hope that as we move forward that we not unnecessarily proscribe what's in the plan or what's in the program, rather, but that we would be open to learning more about what the best practices are in this area and to be working with some of those successful companies in devising a plan for Milwaukee County. Thank you, and again, thank you to Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you.
Supervisor Caesars.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your hard work in bringing this forward and moving it down the road. I hope to continue to be able to learn more and support mm-hmm. it. I've been doing a little bit of research, and I found some programs in the area, in the private area, that have included children.
Mm-hmm.
And for the very important reason that that's maybe, you know, 3/5 of your health care bill
right.
for some families. So there's ways that can be incorporated. Some of the costs of the program because of the higher incentives for participation and then also declining and improving that you have used tobacco become greater under the proposed numbers that you have in your plan. It seems like some of the plans that I've researched just since the analysis mm-hmm. were that the plans can pay for themselves if they don't reward too much.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way that you can get the cost down, still get the high participation rate, try and get the participation rate among all the lives that are covered, not just the employee and the spouse or significant other, but also the family members as well. So I would look forward to seeing what other bits and pieces, just like Supervisor Rice had said, take a look at the plans that are out there, see what the best benchmarks are, and try and put them together.
Mm-hmm.
Look to the work group, look to the advisors that we have came, because I know they did forward some of these in the past that weren't fully implemented. Perhaps there's some new versions out there that could be paralleled and harvested so that a refined document could be forwarded on the kind mm-hmm. of leadership. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Oh, one other thing. It seemed like some of the numbers that have been self-sustaining were in the $19 range, so your middle area under the family plan at that $20 seems to be the sweet spot. And so plans that have been touted as being cost-effective, yielding participation among all ages of insurers, as well as being more cost-neutral rather than heavily incented with additional spending by the employer. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much
okay.
for coming and explaining.
Thank you for having me very much. I appreciate it.